Holloway, Houston.
Copy.
I do now, loud and clear. I've got one more pad for you, and confirmation that those foresight star number and the pitch angle are correct at 4-4.
Roger, and we're ready to go do our P-52 preferred alignment at this time. Are you ready?
Affirmative.
Copy.
Okay, this is a Paracynthian plus two for a fast return. This will be SPS GNM 62871 minus 161 plus 129er 071 06 42 07 plus 45 224 minus 06 216 minus 187 12 001 287 351 November Alpha plus 00187 49er 336 603 49er 118 112038 29er 6 Earth up 010 right 37 plus 1475 plus 06500 13239er 369er 13106 09er 23 primary star Sirius secondary Rigel 129er 155 010 no ullage assumes execution of mid course correction 4 and uses the same alignment. The time for MCC 5 for GARU determination, that's Golf Echo Romeo Uniform. This will be a GET of 8302. Use P-37, NC-4 steps 1 through 10, and NC-8 steps 3 and 4. I say again, use P-37, November Charlie 4, steps 1 through 10, and November Charlie 8, steps 3 and 4. Velocity 400K for Carter control chart, 36507, over.
Houston, roger. This is Apollo 8. You copy?
This is Houston. No joy.
Roger. Houston, Apollo 8. Now you read.
Okay, loud and clear, Bill.
Okay, Kent. Paracynthian plus 2, fast return. SBS GNN 62871 minus 161 plus 129er 071 064207 plus 45224 minus 06216 minus 18712 001 287-351 NA plus 00187-49336 603 49er 118 11 2038 29er 6 Earth up 010 right 37 plus 1475 plus 06400 13239er 369er 13 10609er 23 primary Sirius secondary Rigel 129er 155 010 no ullage. Assumes MCC-4, same alignment. MCC-5, GERU determination, GET-8302. P-37, NC-4, 1 through 10. And copied NC-8, 3 and 4. Velocity at 400K, 36507, over.
Okay, Apollo 8, that's correct with one exception. In the pad format under longitude, now in 61, that is plus 06500, over.
Roger, that's what I have. Plus 06500.
Okay, that's correct, Apollo 8.
And we're ready to copy whatever else you have.
Apollo 8, let's go back and confirm on your minimum delta V paracynthian plus 2 that the pitch column is 101. That's the fifth block down.
Roger, pitch. Roger, pitch, 101.
Okay, thank you very much. And the item we have left to go is we'd like to get with you on how you want to handle the problem with windows on Rev 2.
Okay, Houston, stand by on that, please.
Roger.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. We want you to come up with a suggested red line for RCS usage during lunar orbit also, please.
All right, that's in work.
And for your information, Houston, when the sun is shining on window 5, it's pretty hazy. Window number one is a little bit better.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, go ahead.
Roger, we tried to get this realignment. Do you have a maneuver to get us some gimbal angles so we won't get gimbal lock when we get the preferred alignment?
Stand by on that.
Thank you.
Houston, in our present position, we'll go into gimbal lock if we try to get the preferred angle.
Say again, Apollo 8.
And running through program 52, we got a program alarm 401, which would indicate that if we continued, we'd drive it into gimbal lock.
Roger, I understand. Apollo 8 Houston, this should be an option 1, vice option 3.
Houston, we're doing an option 1, vice option 3. We keep getting a 401 alarm, which says desired RCU yield gimbal lock.
Roger, stand by.